This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 30th of May. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Secretary of State John Kerry is attending a French-hosted Middle East peace conference on Friday, with foreign ministers from 20 countries gathering in Paris to work on the long-standing Arab-Israeli conflict. Earlier in the week, on Wednesday, the German government hosted a meeting in Berlin on protecting cultural sites in war-torn Syria. On the same day, the UN's World Food Programme is scheduled to start airdropping food, medicine and other supplies to civilian populations trapped in more than a dozen besieged Syrian cities. On Thursday, OPEC countries hold their biannual ministerial meeting in Vienna, while the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development holds its ministerial meeting and publishes its 2016 World Economic Outlook. In Moscow, gay icon Elton John on Monday holds a concert in the Russian capital's Crocus City Hall, and then holds a meeting with the anti-gay Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Two big trial verdicts on Monday in Africa. In the Senegalese capital of Dakar, the former president of Chad, Hissène Habré, hears a verdict in his trial for crimes against humanity, and a South African woman is sentenced for kidnapping a baby whom she raised as her own for 18 years. Starting his trial for tax evasion in Spain on Monday is the international footballing legend Lionel Messi. He and his father are expected to be in court for 3 days. In Switzerland, the world's longest railway tunnel, 31 miles under the Alps, is finally opened on Wednesday after 17 years in the digging. And finally, a special announcement for Homer Simpson. Homer, Friday is National Donut Day, and I'm told that free donuts are being handed out at stores across the nation. And that was next week's News Today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Report. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded World Report for the week beginning the 30th of May. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's News Today so that you can plan to participate. John Kerry is off to Paris on Friday for another stab at resolving the Arab-Israeli conflict. The PLO's chief negotiator has described the Secretary of State as a reluctant participant in the French-sponsored peace initiative. Diplomats say this might be because he thinks a gathering of 20 foreign ministers is too unwieldy for any progress to be made. While in Europe, the Secretary of State may also fly on to Georgia to show solidarity with that country's efforts to stand up to Russia. Early in the week on Monday, rock star and gay campaigner Elton John will be doing his own standing up to Russian President Vladimir Putin when he meets the Russian leader in Moscow for talks on gay rights. Putin has repeatedly denied that there is discrimination in Russia against gays, but an EU report slammed the country as the most anti-gay in Europe. Back to the Middle East, and on Wednesday, Syria comes under a double spotlight when Germany hosts a conference in Berlin on protecting that war-torn country's cultural heritage. Nearly a dozen UNESCO World Heritage sites have been damaged, and belligerents from all sides have looted museums and archaeological sites for artifacts. On the same day as the Berlin meeting, the United Nations World Food Programme plans to start airlifting food, medicines and other supplies to a dozen besieged Syrian cities. The UN agency has repeatedly pleaded with the Syrian government to relax their sieges to allow supply-laden truck convoys into the towns and cities, but the regime has consistently turned a deaf ear. The controversial trial former Chadian leader Hissène Habré draws to its conclusion on Monday. Habré is accused of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture during his rule from 1982 to 1990. The trial is a test for African justice. The continent's leadership have been pressing the international community to shift responsibility for trying ruthless African dictators from the International Criminal Court to an African chamber. Habré, however, has refused to accept the jurisdiction of the court in Dakar, Senegal. The world's soccer fans will be watching with interest the trial of international soccer legend Lionel Messi and his manager father Jorge. The two men are accused of defrauding the Spanish taxman of $5 million. Messi, who plays for Argentina and Barcelona FC, is one of the highest paid athletes in the world. In January, he was named Outstanding World Footballer of the Year for the fifth year running. Alpine views on at least part of the Swiss railway system will be a thing of the past starting next week when the world's longest railway tunnel is officially open. A crowd of 100,000 is expected for the opening of the 35-mile-long Gotthard-based tunnel. The engineering marvel has taken 17 years to dig and cost $10 billion, but it provides an important rail link between Northern and Southern Europe. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.